Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning into the Christian Authors on Tour Blog Talk Radio Show. Sit back and enjoy inspirational interviews with Christian fiction and nonfiction authors from around the world who are on fire for God and committed to using writing as a ministry tool. Feel free to follow our show at www.blogtalkradio.com/Christian Authors on Tour or like our Facebook page, The Christian Authors on Tour Blog Talk Radio Show.
Happy First Friday. Can you believe it? It is May 6th. Wow. Where is the year going? Listen, this is Lynn Pender. I am with Christian Authors on Tour. This is the CAOT Blog Talk Radio Show, and I am going solo today. My usual co-host, Pastor Kevin Wayne Johnson, is public speaking today in Washington, D.C., and we're sending him some good energy and lifting lots of prayer his way. Really excited to for him to report back when he comes back next month. But listen, we're so glad that you've all tuned in. And as usual, we have a phenomenal author that we're spotlighting today, and we're so excited and that we're able to even feature her, and so excited that you are tuning in. So listen, if this is your first time tuning in, the CAOT Blog Talk Radio Show has been around since 2009. It is one of the media venues for Christian Authors on Tour, which has been around since 2008. I'm still amazed that it's been that long. But listen, we have been on an amazing journey. We have been working with men and women who are on fire for God and committed to using writing as a tool for Christian ministry. We do this blog talk radio show the first, the third, and the fifth Friday of every month. We usually air live, but listen, if you, for some reason you can't tune in for a live broadcast, you just go to the www.blogtalkradio.com/Christian Authors on Tour, and you're able to scan through and listen to past broadcasts. We even have a page on SoundCloud where we have archived some of our older interviews so that you can go and listen to those as well. We want to encourage you. We want to inspire you. But most of all, we want to introduce you to different Christian authors. And that brings us to the woman of the hour. Her name is Christy Reed, and as noted on her website, she is a children's book author, attorney, and healthcare policy expert. Christy is an experienced public speaker and a lifelong writer and communicator. She used her unique skills and abilities to write her first book, Harper Counts Her Blessings. This book shows how the events of an ordinary day can turn out to be not so ordinary when you truly reflect upon the blessings in your life. Christy wrote this book as a way for her daughter, Harper, to appreciate all of the blessings in her life. It's Christy's desire to spread her book's timeless message with as many people as possible. She truly enjoys reading this book to children and helping them to identify and share their blessings. Wow, wow, wow. So listen, if you're listening in and you want to ask questions of our guest author today, the telephone number is 563-999-3025. That's 563-999-3025. So without further ado, Christy, how are you?
Hi, Lynn. Thank you so much for having me today. I'm so excited to talk to you. Just like what you said about my book, today looks like it's an ordinary day. I'm sitting, looking out of my window, and it's pretty dreary and rainy. But you know what? This interview is making it an extraordinary day. I'm so happy to be here and share my story of my writing journey with all of your listeners.
Oh, thank you so much. And we're so excited to have you on board. And, you know, we always have, you know, authors, and they're more geared toward the adults. But I'm always excited when we have the children's authors who come in with these amazing books for our little readers, because we can never start them too young in understanding the Word of God. So let's start from there. You wrote this book for your daughter. Talk a little bit about how that came about.
Sure. I would say, first off, that I never anticipated writing a book. It was never part of my plan, but from probably a little kid, and definitely as I got older, probably around college and after, I always had a love of writing. You know, I'd write here or there on the side. I had a column in a local paper in Alexandria, Virginia, called the Old Town Crier, where I'd interview notable community members. I've written on all types of topics. I also did an opinion editorial for CNN, and that was on a more personal topic, the importance of advanced care directives, but just a variety of things, from things that are very, what I call kind of nerdy and very fact-driven, to things that I just enjoy, to just talking to interesting people. So I always thought I would do it, you know, by happenstance, a little bit here, a little bit there. And it's really not until someone that is a close friend just kind of looked at me one day just very casually and said, why don't you write a book? And I do think it's the people that God places in your life that sometimes see things in us that we don't see. And she's actually Harper's godmother and a woman that I've known for years. And just when she said that, it's kind of sparked something in me. I said, well, I've never thought about that, and I don't know anything about how to write a book. And we talked about it a bit more. And, yeah, it's like, well, this is a great idea, but what next? And she said, you know, I know someone who's written a children's book. And I said, okay, I'm never one to say that I won't talk to someone new, because you never know where a conversation can take you. And through a conversation with someone she knew, he told me how he went through his process. And I said, you know, I can do this. I know I can do this. But then the issue was, what will the book be about? Because I had written, as I said, most things that were geared toward adults. And It was kind of simple. At that point, I know I always write about things that I know about at that point in my life. My daughter was 4, and Harper, it just is the Harper in the title, is my muse. I said, well, I'm an authority on what it is to raise a 4-year-old, because I was immersed in her life, her things, and we were teaching her how to say her prayers before bed. So that was that's one of our rituals. That's something that's very important for my family. And, you know, just thinking about, you know, the process of going to bed, and she thinks about what happened today, what was good today, what was bad today, not even saying anything really was bad, because sometimes there's a silver lining. So I started from that standpoint of there's a blessing in every day. There's something good that we can all find. And that's kind of how that's my story really started.
I love that. There is a blessing in every day. Indeed, indeed. Wow. So your story started there, and then you had to go through the process of actually writing the book and then publishing the book. Talk to us a little bit about what that experience was like for you.
Sure. The writing process, you know, and it was a little bit, it was new, writing a children's book, new in a lot of different ways for me, because I'm used to writing as an attorney, and even just the writing I did, you know, on the side in my personal life was always long. You know, the pieces were long, filled with big words and lots of commas. But little kids, they're learning to read or have stories read to them. The key is short, concise sentences, things that'll maybe grab their attention, or a word that the parent, it could be a teaching moment. The parent can teach the child what the word means. So for me, it was all about less is more. So kind of paring it down. And for me, I would just write once I had the concept, and then the concept kind of developed, you know, more than just looking at our bedtime routines to let's think about a day in the life of Harper to show that there are blessings all along the way. Because I thought about from the standpoint of what did she like to do at that point in her life. She'd go to preschool. I had a preschool scene. Something happened with a classmate. She loves her grandmother. She's going to her grandmother's house. So taking all of those vignettes. But for me, it's really just capitalizing on the important concept on each page. And, of course, for small children, really what's going to capture their attention and make them really want to read a book, learn about a book, are the illustrations. And I tell people, even when I do book readings, a lot of the little kids say, oh, did you draw the pictures? And I'm so quick to say, no, that is not my talent. People would say that is not my ministry. I'm good with words. I cannot draw, but I, again, was so lucky and in being able to be connected with an award-winning illustrator. His book has been a New York Times bestseller, New Kid. His name is Jerry Craft, who took the images that were in my head and brought them to life. You know, we exchanged, you know, pictures because he was in New York and I'm in Virginia. I would text him pictures of our family and, you know, everything from the polka dot pajama set that Harper has on the cover. She actually had a pajama set that looked like that, the scene in her room. So we met each other once in person, but over the course of months, you know, he basically, I think the book had been, was almost midway done by the time I met the illustrator, but he had seen what we looked like. And people walk up to me and they're, even when they're, before they even see me, when they see me, then the book cover, they're like, oh, it looks exactly like you. So he was able really to make the book come to life. And it is kind of a dance with an author and illustrator. They say you birth a book baby. So we would talk a lot. He would send me something. I'd give feedback. And then he'd published, you know, many, many, much more experience than I in the book writing business, you know, provided such great feedback. Well, Christy, why don't you think about it like this? So even though children's books, especially for little kids, may not have a lot of words on the page, there's a lot of thought that goes into each picture and each sentence.
Yes, yes, and I've had an opportunity to see the cover of your book, and you are right. His illustrations are amazing, just amazing, and the cover is so, you know, it's lively, it's bright, it captures your attention, and so I'm interested in hearing from you the reader response. You know, it's been out for a while. What have readers, parents, and even some little ones, have you had any responses from any of them?
Oh, yes. This has definitely been a wonderful journey that I never know I would have been on in my life. You know, I've been able to do many readings. And, of course, the book came out in 2018, pre-pandemic, and I had the opportunity to do events in person, you know, book fairs and really my passion. I love going into schools. And really kids love it. You know, they have so many great questions. They see a dog in the book and they love to ask, do you really have a dog? You know, they'll ask, you know, when they see a part with Harper walking in my shoes because she likes to walk in heels, you know, little girls will say, I like to do that too. So they see themselves. As they say, it's all about representation. You know, and one thing I'd like to go back to, another impetus for writing the book is representation, diversity in children's lit. I feel like I've also, I'll have the hat of advocate, because that was another reason why, really, when I decided to write the book, I said, you know what, this, instead of complaining about the lack of diversity, let me be part of the solution. Because my daughter developed a love of reading when she was, you know, really small, just looking at picture books, and now reads, is a voracious reader. We would go to bookstores, and I didn't see families represented that looked like us. And there's such a void. And I said, you know, there really needs to be more books about positive African-American families. And also for me, I wanted to, you know, I mentioned the word God in my book, you know, a book that has a Christian base. And aside from that, not a lot of books that had a really strong, positive African-American, a little girl as the heroine, as the protagonist. So
yes.
I wanted representation. But no, the little kids love it. And another thing I love is I often go to schools where the kids don't look like me. But to show them this book is for you too, and they can see themselves. They also like time with family. They also say, I say my prayers for bedtime. So it's about seeing something different. Now, what my people,
yes.
of course, me, but I want people to say, you know what? We all have something in common. It's breaking down those barriers.
I love it. I love it. And I love that, you know, I love that you put the emphasis on two things. One, the representation, because you're so right. Representation does matter. It really does, even in 2022. But I also love the fact that you said, hey, you know, other children, you know, of different races and ethnicities need to see this too, you know, because they need to know that, hey, they do the same things that we do. You know, they can see themselves in us. And that's so important, and it's so important to do it at an early age, right?
Exactly. The sooner the better, because if we develop those bonds and can see ourselves, you know, maybe in the faces of others or know that we're not as different as some would think, then I think that'll
mm-hmm.
help as we get older. We may not be as divided. You know, I still have hope that things can change, but no, that
yes.
definitely – summed it up.
Wow. This is so exciting. So do you have any other children's books coming out? Do you have anything that you're working on?
Good question, Liz. I am in the midst right now. And I would love to come back when that book comes out. The next
okay.
book, actually, it will be interesting because it's a collaboration. It's with six other African-American women. And it's basically what we like to call a celebration of love. It's called Dear Daughter, a Celebration of Love, where we've each written almost like a love letter to our daughter. And everyone could do it in the manner that they, you know, wanted to. But for me, I wanted to impart to Harper or any other little girl that picked up the book some specific life lessons. So
yes.
we are working on it right now, and I hope, you know, in the next few months it will be out. Now with love and love talk about it. And again, there are Christian elements in that book. So I think it would be a great book for me to come back to, you know, talk about on your show. But, you know, that definitely, this experience with my first book, with Harper Counts Her Blessings, has definitely ignited a passion for to write additional books, because I definitely continue, and I still see a need, but I want to continue spreading the messages of gratitude, of thankfulness. You may write it in different ways, but still have those positive messages at the core of what I'd like to accomplish as an author.
Indeed. And we talked a little off air about, you know, your daughter being the influence, you know, for the book and how she handles, you know, that celebrity. Does she handle it well?
I think, you know, she does. She definitely handles it with grace, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of times, you know, doing reading, she's not necessarily, you know, might be during the day when she's at school, so she's not necessarily with me. You know, there are times at the beginning where we used to do readings when, if it was on the weekend, where she was still
mm-hmm.
learning to read, so there'd be certain pages I'd read, certain pages she'd read, but now, you know, of course, she's older, she could probably, you know, steal the show, and she probably knows the words by heart. But normally, you know, wouldn't it be funny, like, if they do talk about authors and books, and it has to be, like, in a certain type of conversation at school, she sometimes will insert, you know, well, my mom's an author. And I always say, don't brag, you know, but she'll find a way to say, Well, my mom needs it all. You know, she finds a way to put it in there, which I, you know, which makes, of course, I'm proud. It makes me smile. But yeah, I mean, it was interesting for her to have grown up with her name on the cover of a book, you know, mm-hmm. and a likeness on the cover, which is her. So, but no, she takes it in stride, you know, very, very well. You know, she's basically my greatest salesperson, because it's like Pierce Harbor, you know.
Awesome. So if our listeners, if they want to purchase copies of the book or invite you and Harper out for a book talk, how can they go about doing that?
Oh, we would love it. You can find out more about how to reach me and definitely ordering the book on my website, which is simply the name of the book, HarperCountsHerBlessings.com. And on my site, you can find a way if you'd like to send me a message, you know, connect with me. You can find it there. And there's pictures of me at readings. And just find out a little bit more about, you know, my background, my values, and see a little bit of the images from the book. But, no, I would love to, you know, come out to organizations and talk about the book and also have Harper accompany me as well, because, you know, she's also a great ambassador talking with other little kids as well. I think they like to hear from little, you know, children like to hear from children. So I think, you know, that would be wonderful if people, you know, visit me on my website. Then I'm also on, you know, social media platforms as well. Instagram, Christy D. Reed, R-E-I-D. You can find me there where there are, you know, pictures from meetings, other social media things. You know, if I have like things about mothers and daughters, other positive images, please feel free to follow me on social media as well.
Indeed, indeed. And with Mother's Day, and by the way, happy Mother's Day to you. with Mother's Day coming up this weekend, I think this is a great, you know, even though it's a children's book, I think it's a great gift for mothers and their daughters, you know. And so I want to encourage our listeners to, you know, support Christy, you know, visit her website, purchase that book. And I want you, Christy, to talk a little bit about, you know, talk a little bit about your expectation for the book, like in terms of when you wrote the book. Do you feel like your expectation has been fulfilled?
That is a wonderful question. And I don't know if I've ever gotten that one, and I've done, you know, interviews before. Huh. I think for me, I'm always someone who, if I meet a goal, I'm trying to set another one. You know, I'm trying to feel, okay, not trying to out myself, but trying to always be better. I would like to, you know, be able to spread my book with more individuals and organizations, because I think there's so many groups out there that are working on, you know, positive messages and providing little girls with ways to think about themselves positively. I would like, my expectation is I'd like to reach more groups, you know, and that's one thing I'm on, because anyone who's written a book knows the marketing can almost be a full-time job in itself. You know, there's lots that goes into that, but that's something, you know, that you build up over time. So I think I'm very happy, because as a first time author, you don't know how your book will be received. And it is interesting, since the book came out, and maybe since I'm more conscious of it, but I feel everyone's got a children's book now. You turn on television, every celebrity, it's a hot new thing, you know. But again, it's great that diversity in children's books, people have books that they can choose from. So
yes.
I think expectations have been met, but I'm placing new expectations on myself. That's how I would answer it. So
I love it.
Yeah, but no, I've been so happy, you know, and like I said, we'll see what happens with my upcoming project. And I've never participated in author collaboration. And I think it's great to show Black women that are working together, you know, to show different perspectives on motherhood. That'll also be
as well. So, no, I just love what this journey has been and where it will take me.
That is so exciting. That is so exciting. So I have to say to you, now that you've been on the journey and you're still on the journey, you're going to new heights on the journey, I want you to talk to that person that's just starting the journey. They're just, thinking in their mind, oh, I think I want to write a book. You know, it could be a children's book, or it could be, an anthology project like the one you're working on. What type of advice would you give to an aspiring author?
I would say three words. You can do it. Because I think people sometimes aspire and they say, oh, it's too hard. It's too much. No, God put that dream in you for a reason. Now it's up to you to figure out your path. And everyone's path is going to be different. Because I get that question a lot. And some people may want to kind of adjust their goals and dreams to see, well, if it worked this way for this person, maybe I should do it like this too. No, forge your own unique path. Your path will only be unique to you. I'd say you can do it. It does seem like a lot. I also provide realistic advice, but it's not to the point where you can't add your name to the list of authors. You know, what I also would tell people is being an author is being an entrepreneur. You need to think about this as a business. And many people sometimes lose sight of that. And I think that might be from the attorney part of me speaking, but just in general, it is a product that you're putting into the universe. It's commerce. Mm-hmm. You're selling a – so you need to think about it as a business and prepare for that in terms of how you're going to sell the book. It's like I said, marketing. All of these things take time, and also establishing a budget. People think, oh, you've got a book. You might be making X amount. It takes a lot. It takes money to make money. I'll put it like that. But just keep forward. You can achieve your dreams, but just be mindful. This is a business, and plan accordingly.
Yes. What wise wisdom nuggets. Indeed. I have another co-host. He uses the term authorpreneurs.
Yeah.
That's Dr. Leroy McKenzie Jr. Yes, authorpreneurs. You definitely have to look at it as a business, because it is, just for the very reasons that you mentioned. Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. Well, this has been awesome. I'm so excited. You know, the time flies so quickly, but I'm so excited that we had the opportunity to talk with you. And yes, I would love to invite you back and maybe a few of the other women collaborators in the new book project, the anthology project that you're working on. That would be great.
Yes, Lynn. Oh, I will definitely relay that message. We would love to come back and talk about that book, because, again, these are Christian women, and definitely most of us, I think, if not all, talk about God and our journey as mothers.
Yeah.
But, yes, the time goes so fast. I have truly appreciated you having me on today, and hopefully even if there's one listener out there that I have inspired, I feel like my job is done. So I feel like my job is all to help others and inspire others so they can be sitting where I'm sitting today.
Indeed. So thank you again for sharing. It's been delightful. I told you we were going to bring our own sunshine on this rainy day.
We certainly did. I think it stopped raining over here. I mean, we did what we had to do, but
absolutely.
It's been great.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I want to thank you, listening audience, for tuning in to the Christian Authors On Tour Blog Talk Radio Show. Please support our guest author today. Make sure you check out her website. Make sure you buy her book. And listen, we want you to remember to read the most important book of all. That's the Holy Bible. We want you to pick that book up, find the scripture, hide it in your heart, and live it. And until next time, everybody, God bless.
God bless. Thank you.